This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:45, quarter till 8. Quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Joe, you went to Jesuit, saw a quote, Shakespeare, "All the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players." I try to cut the mayor some slack because I know there's a private part and there's a public part. And when I saw her in front of the Super Bowl committees and everything else and the NFL taking a bow, it's like, okay, but really, that's the show business part of it, the nuts and bolts of running government you're not so good at. I heard you and Newell talking about this, and we first started talking about it last week, the Orleans Parish School Board settlement. I'm going to just turn it over to you because you can explain it more concisely than I can. What I cannot believe, looking at you and J.P. Morrell and Freddie King and Leslie Harris, that they would go before a board of lawyers and try to present this stuff, this foolishness. But take it over, Joe, if you would, please.
Yeah, so we made a deal with the administration based on a lawsuit that has been pending against the city by the school board regarding the city illegally withholding funds from the school board. And the short of it, Tommy, is there's obviously taxes that are collected by the city, including property taxes that the city collects on behalf of people, including the Orleans Parish School Board. And what the city has been doing is taking money off the top of those ad valorem taxes as an administrative fee. This has already been litigated in the downtown development district, and the city lost. So there's almost no doubt in this instance that the city's going to lose again. So knowing that, and knowing that there is a potential liability of over $100 million, doesn't it make sense to find an accord, a compromise, an agreement that works all of it out? And as JP said during the meeting, the linchpin of the deal is to stop withholding this money that the city is taking as a collection fee or as other fees. And to me, from a four-hour meeting, the most telling part of the meeting is when I asked the administration if the school board or the state or the sheriff or somebody else agreed to collect the taxes for the school board and not the city, would you be okay with the deal? And they wouldn't answer the question. So that shows me one thing, Tommy, that this is all about the money and that the city doesn't want to relinquish what it considers to be a revenue stream on the backs of children that should be going to kids and the city shouldn't have been collecting for years.
So people approved this millage for education. And then I heard you use the word, or Newell did yesterday, that really got my attention as a fan of mob movies, and that was skim. And basically that's what the city is doing, right? Skimming money off of the fund that people, or the millages that people voted for schools to use for whatever they want to use. Accurate?
I think I use the word skim.
You
and
do.
Yes, that's Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Well, think about it sort of two ways. Number one, you just made the point. The millage is about money for kids. The millage language does not say the city shall collect a portion of this millage money as part of its obligations. So just the language of the ballot proposition itself does not allow the city to do that. That's number one. Then number two, as a practical matter, and I raised this on Newell yesterday too, the city's already collecting money for NOPD, for NOFD, for the parks, for other things. I mean, is it really an $8 to $11 million lift for the city to collect the school's money when it's already collecting for so many other entities? Not only because they're already doing it, because theoretically all the efficiencies that it should be created in doing this, that just doesn't make any sense.
Joe, let me take a break because I want to pick it up from here. We come back. I'm no Joe Geruso or Newell Norman. I didn't go to Jesuit. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But anyway, I am a Freddie King, though, because I went to Shaw. But here's the point. If they were supposed to have $100 million that goes to the schools and they collected $20 and the settlement's for $16, is that accurate so far?
So the settlement is actually $100 million, but it's over 10 years. So it's $20 million to the school district this year. It stopped collecting the fee that they shouldn't be collecting. And then from this year and for the next 9 years afterwards, it's money for programs for kids, including workforce development and mental health and incarcerated kids, et cetera.
All right, let me simplify it. So when we come back, will the OPSB ever get what they were supposed to get from this millage? And what happened to the money that the city collected? Where did that go? Do you know? 751 more with Joe Geruso. We come back. Traffic now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WL 756 talking to council member Joe Geruso about the city and skimming money from the millage for the Orleans Parish School Board. You can go to WWL.com and listen to Newell and Joe talk about this lawyer to lawyer. This is dumb West Bank guy to lawyer, the conversation we're having now, Joe. So the first question is, Will the school board ever get all of the money that they were supposed to get?
Well, that's what the motion to enforce the settlement is going to settle next week in court. Obviously, we prefer it not get to that point, but the school board's going to litigate it, so it's coming to a head quicker rather than later.
So we don't know yet?
Don't know yet.
All right, so the money that the city did skim, where did that go, and how much money are we talking about?
It's somewhere several million dollars per year. I think the estimates I've heard got up to between $8 and $10 million per year. My assumption, Tommy, is that it went into the city's general fund, which is obviously just the big pool of money the city has to pay all of its obligations, and it can go to anything. Is it possible some of the money went to kids? Yes. Is it also possible it went to changing lights and doing other things? Also, yes.
But can the city spend money that the city council doesn't allocate? And I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this, but that's what confused me.
Yeah, I mean, the city can't spend money on things it didn't allocate, and again,
that the council didn't allocate, right?
That the council didn't allocate, correct. Well, that's part of what our frustration was yesterday at the end of the meeting, was that the administration has said they've now overspent on public safety over time by $50 million. Well, we didn't allocate any funds for that to happen. So how are you going ahead and spending this money or authorizing this money without having a much in-depth public conversation about it?
So when it comes to this foolishness of they weren't aware of it, just, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but we do have a minute left, Joe. So just talk about that idiocy, if you would, please.
Yeah, look, that's why I went through all the documents and the emails, Tommy, and this isn't my first rodeo with this group. I know that you have to have backup in case something like this happens. But if you follow the paper trail, we started discussing it internally on November 6th. I sent a term sheet that the administration was copied on by November 13th. By November 18th, we had a press conference on the doorstep of City Hall where the whole world knew about it. The administration participated in it. The administration prepared budget amendments that included the first payment of $10 million in them. That was all publicized per our council agenda the very same day. On November 21st, we had a council meeting where we passed the budget, and the mayor signed the budget on November 26th, and then for the next basically month and a half, everybody acted as if we were moving forward. So I don't know how you could make it any clearer. In a flippant moment the other day, I said, this is the worst secret I've ever kept. And maybe I shouldn't have been so pejorative about it, but the point is, for anybody to say they didn't know is simply untrue.
Truth is an absolute defense. You know that better than do I, Joe Geruso. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.